Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of August 2nd, 2024. Got a lot of great stuff coming up in this episode. Going to talk to Ben of the band Boss Crowley. Also have a brand new segment on the show, Joseph's Folk Corner with Joseph Biss. Going to check in with Joseph, find out what's going on in the world of folk. And we got some great music and events as well. So without further ado, let's get started.
It's motherfucking Andy. Some local motherfuckers in the Dazzle Den. If you're in a local band and you're passing through town,
stop by after this
when the creepies come out.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den.
So up first tonight, Thursday night, actually this Thursday and every Thursday through about mid-September, Unahog and EQX are doing a summer concert series at Unahog in Hoosick Falls. So far they've had B-Chaps, Wes Aldrich, and Eerie Play. This is going to be the fourth installment of it tonight with Architrave. And I'm looking at Architrave's Instagram right now, and it says that they just learned that attendees are going to have a chance to win free tickets to Farm Aid. That is, again, tonight at Unahog in Hoosick Falls. And right now we're going to listen to some music from Architrave. The song is so great. It, like, every time I hear it, I think that it belongs like in the end credits of like a really well-done cinematic horror movie or something. It's spooky and haunting and gorgeous. I really love this song. It's their latest single. This one's called Past Tense. It's Architrave, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
I know the book is closed. So
Mocatrave with Past Tense. Up next tomorrow, Friday, August 2nd, the Summer Series Concerts 2024 at Crandall Park Bandshell in Glens Falls presents Angelina Valeni. Starts at 7 o'clock. It is free admission, and it is the day that Angelina Valeni's new single comes out, so it's a single release show. So go check out Angelina Valeni, free show, Crandall Park Bandshell in Glens Falls. The Summer Series Concerts 2024 starts at 7 o'clock. And right now, we are going to check in with Joseph Biss for Joseph's Folk Corner. It's a new segment here. You know, anybody who knows me knows that, you know, I have a pretty broad range of music that I listen to, but I tend to kind of lean towards like the punk and the rock, and there's a lot of genres that kind of fall out of my main view and into my peripheral that I may not know as much about, that, you know, I try to give equal coverage to equal genres, but, you know, I'm only human, and sometimes I fall short of that. But what I can do is I have a lot of friends who have expertise in those areas. You know, Frankie Cavone of Mirth Films will call in, and he knows all about the jam band scene, which I know nothing about. And I was talking to my buddy Joseph Biss, who knows a ton about the folk scene. He's a great folk artist himself, and we've become friends since he was on the show almost 2 years ago. But we decided literally just this afternoon in a couple of texts back and forth that Joseph should have his own segment on the show, and we were going to call it Joseph's Folk Corner. And within, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, he sent me an email and was like, all right, yeah, we're done. Let's do this. And here it is. So we're going to check in with Joseph Biss for the first installment of Joseph's Folk Corner.
Hello, folks. Joseph here. And this is Joseph's Folk Corner. Corner. Yeah. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be chatting about some folk music coming into the area, us here in the upstate New York area. And and I figured what better way to start off this new adventure than to announce and let you fine folks know about my Lowercase Folk Tour, which is going to be going through August, starting off this Saturday. The third, we're going to be starting off at Waynestock. This is up in North Creek, and if you're not familiar, this is a charity event, and all funds go to the North Country Hardship Fund, and this helps out fellow folks in the North Country that are faced with difficult times. And it's a super a communal event. I think it's something very important, and I'm honored to be part of it this year. I'll be kicking things off right around noon 15, something like that. And then the next stop will be at Vegan Fest in Glens Falls, New York. This one is going to be a day of fine music, folk included. My good friend Alicia Macier-Vanskoy, you may know her from William Hale or Mercy Van, stuff like that. She'll be playing a set too. And that one's going to be a doozy. It'll be a lot of fun food, a lot of fun groups of folks there for the things that are involved in veganism. Yes, quite. And then you'll find me on the 20th. We'll be in Portland, Maine. We're going to be back at The Blue. That's a nice swanky little jazz bar right in downtown Portland. Such a fine place that it's always a swell time to be there. And then you'll, couple days from then on Thursday, I'll be back at the Wallflower Collective. Now, this is in Burlington, Vermont. And if you ain't been there before, you should take the time. The place is a doozy. Got nice old Victorian-era chairs you can drink your beer out of. And just have a hoot. The next day, I'm going to be crossing that glorious Champlain. I'm going to be over at the Coffee Cat Espresso Bar. They sure know how to make a double shot espresso, if I've ever had one before. And I've had many. Yes, yes. And then, that Saturday, you're going to find me at the Harmony of Arts. This is in Johnstown, New York. That's right, smack dab in the middle of the city. They got a beautiful amphitheater there. And we'll be playing. I think I'll be on at 12:45 o'clock for that one. And then, the next week, Friday, we'll be at Mojo's Cafe and Gallery. Now that's in Troy. That's a new establishment, and they're doing good things so far. I can't wait to check it out. Should be a lot of fun. The very next day, we're going to be closing off this tour back at the Living Room. If you folks are familiar with some of my earlier live records, Live from the Living Room, it's just that same fine establishment. So yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to this tour, and in the future, I look forward to chatting with you fine folks about folk and the folkdom, and the folky things that come about in this area. Ta-ta, toodles, I appreciate you all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That was Joseph Biss with the first installment of Joseph's Folk Corner. Thank you, Joseph. And right now we are going to go to the phones. I have Ben Gorman of the band Boss Crowley on the phone. He has a little something to tell us about. So without further ado, let's go check in with Ben. Hey, what's up, Ben?
Hey, what is up, Andy? Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course, man. And, you know, you actually sent me a message. I'm aware of the Boss Crowley Backyard Bash, but, you know, because I lose track of time and all that stuff, I didn't realize that it was coming up this quickly, but it's the fourth annual. So I guess what we should do is maybe just tell the folks who may not know a little bit about the Boss Crowley Backyard Bash.
Yeah, of course. So Boss Crowley Backyard Bash has been going on for a couple of years now. This is our fourth year. It all began in September of 2021. My wife and I purchased a house in the middle of Troy, and there was a big backyard. And at the time, Boss Crowley, my band, had not thrown a gig yet. So we used this, this new backyard space as a way to do our first gig, and we did that with Big Maybe, which consists of Matt Malone and Andrew Golden. It was a great, great event, got a lot of alley traffic, and then kept doing it year after year. So then we've now had three in the backyard. Each year we added more bands. Sugar Holtz played, Big Maybe's played, the Pine Boys have played, it's been a really fun tradition, and I've always liked the idea of having an annual event and party and celebration, for Boss Crowley to kind of celebrate and have fun with our friends that are also playing in bands, and just kind of have have beers, have pizza, just have a good low stakes community focused gig. So now we're coming on the fourth annual, we have not kept to the same weekend each year. This year, we're going into a summer where, I think we definitely would have been shut down by the city due to what's going on with just noise complaints in the city of Troy.
Yeah, it's been fucking weird down there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But thankfully, the Whiskey Pickle reached out to me and said, "Hey, don't you always throw a party in your backyard?" Like, they kind of got wind of, what changes have been going on at the city, and asked if we wanted to do it in the Pickleback patio area. Nice. At their bar. We're big fans of the Whiskey Pickle. I had done solo banjo night there before. And it just seemed right. So this year we bring in Kurt Dazzler, the saxophone player, to do sort of an opening ceremony that will start, sometime between 7 and 7:30. On top of that, Kurt Dazzler will also be doing some interludes in between sets with just some cool sax improv. Then we're going to be having Dan Carr of Dan Carr and the Cure for Asthma doing a solo acoustic set. That will be followed by Adequate Phil, then the Pine Boys, and then us, Boss Crowley. And hopefully we'll just be a really fun day of hanging out outside and listen to our friends play a bunch of cool tunes.
Yeah, and I love that it went from the backyard and Whiskey Pickle reached out to you and were like, before you even had to think of the logistics and the stress and because the whatever's going on with the noise shit down in Troy. But that's awesome. So hooray, Whiskey Pickle.
Yeah, he's super, super thankful. And, James and Aaron, I feel like are just people that like seeing shit happen and celebrate, cool culture existing in this city. So, it's coming off the heels of their Woodstock 99 event last week, which was insanely fun. And it sounds like we're going to have some of the stage infrastructure from that event still set up, which is pretty kick-ass.
Awesome. All right. Well, cool. Well, so the fourth annual Boss Crowley Backyard Bash going to be at the Whiskey Pickle August 3rd, starts at 7 o'clock. And Ben, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come on the show and talk to me about this awesome event.
Yeah. And thanks, Andy, for highlighting cool stuff each week. These sorts of grassroots journalism efforts go a long way. And thanks so much for what you provide to the scene.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. That was Ben Gorman of Boss Crowley. And right now we're going to listen to a Boss Crowley song. This is Smile For Me, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Just smile for me. I want to take your picture.
Live EP Capital Land, that was Boss Crowley with Smile For Me. So before we go, last week I talked about just kind of tagging a song on at the end of every episode. something that doesn't necessarily pertain to an event happening this weekend. Could be something that somebody sent to me or something that I found out in the wild that I just decided that I want to play. So this band was on the show, I don't know, probably 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, something, Sons of Eden. And when they came on, they didn't have any recorded material yet, so they played a couple songs acoustically here in the Dazzle Den, and I'm stoked to say that they have a single out now. So what I'm going to do right now is play the new single from Sons of Eden. It is Appetite, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. Appetite. Make sure you give them a follow over on Spotify. Make it real easy right on the show notes of the episode. You can click right on there and then just give all the artists that I feature, not only on the Weekend Spotlight, but on Unsigned 518 and the Unsigned Unwind. It's real easy and super free to just show your support by giving a follow to all the artists that you hear on these shows. So thank you for that. And that is it for this weekend's edition of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. If you can, check out my new show, The Unsigned Unwind. It comes out every other Wednesday and has conversations with local bands from across the U.S. and Canada. Episode 3 just dropped yesterday with a local band to Albany, actually. Oddly enough, someone that I know personally, Aaron and the Snorts. And the joy of Unsigned Unwind is that I don't actually do any of the scheduling. I leave that up to showrunner Angela Taranjo. She reaches out to the band. She does all the communication with the bands, so she doesn't know if I know them or not or anything at all. And then she just basically makes a schedule for me and says, hey, today you're talking to this person and this person and this person, and I call them, and that's the show. So Unsigned Unwind, you can find it actually right where you find these. They're right in the same feed as Unsigned 518 and Unsigned 518's The Weekend Spotlight. So if you could check those out, I would really super appreciate it. Again, this is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I'm Andy Scullin. I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.